Hello and welcome to EOC of Suffolk Taking Action, a presentation of the Economic Opportunity Council of Suffolk, a federally designated community action agency. We promote self-sufficiency among low-income families and individuals by revitalizing communities, broadening the minds of children, and assisting families in need. This podcast will bring you some of the most important voices in the fight for dignity and equality. And now, your host, the chairperson of the Economic Opportunity Council of Suffolk, Ms. Sandra Palmer Randall.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the EOC of Suffolk Taking Action podcast. Today, we'd like to welcome Sergeant April Hargrove, who is a Suffolk County Police Officer and also President of the Guardians Association.
Thank you very much for having me. I'm so thrilled and delighted that you all invited me down.
So how long have you been a police officer?
I have been a police officer for 14 years. I started in June of 2010. Mm-hmm. Prior to that, I was a probation officer for Suffolk County.
And what led you to decide to go over to the police department?
So whenever people ask me that, I always say it's failure. Mm-hmm. Failure is what led me to move over to the police department. When I started with probation in December of 2002, I was working on my master's at John Jay College of Criminal Justice. I was working on my master's in forensic psychology. So throughout my time there, when I got my master's, you know, me being a probation officer armed with my master's, like I was going to fix everyone. Mm-hmm. You know, there wasn't going to be any recidivism. No one on my caseload was going to get arrested. The people on my caseload started getting arrested. And I'm like, okay, you know what? Maybe I'm not trying hard enough. Maybe I need to do this. Maybe I need to interact more with different programs. People on my caseload still continued to get arrested. Then there was an incident that I had a probationer. I went to court and I told the judge, hey, like this person is going to reoffend. I didn't want to, that was the person that I'm like, hey, like you have to violate this person. He's going to reoffend. He's just a recalcitrant recidivist. I've been working with him. He's not getting any better. The judge opts not to put him in jail. 2 days later, he decides to rob an establishment, and getting away, he ended up killing a father of six. So I noticed that the police department had more proactive programs. You know, the probation department, it's reactive. You don't get involved until you've already been committed and been convicted of a crime. So I noticed the police department, they had back then, they had DARE. Just community relations, just different things to interact with the community prior to people getting in trouble. So I decided to make the switch.
And I'm glad that I did. Well, I'm glad too. I'm actually quite happy to meet you as the first female president of the Guardians Association.
Actually, I'm not the first female president. My mentor, retired detective Patricia Treadwell Maurice, she's amazing. Mm-hmm. If you're not doing anything on December 4th, please come to our next Guardians meeting. Mm-hmm. She's Suffolk County Police Department's first Black female officer and first Black female detective. So December 4th, if you're not doing anything, I would love for you to meet her.
Thank you. So what process did you have to go through to become president of the Guardians?
To become president of the Guardians, there is an election process. So I ran for president. And got the most votes, and that's why I'm in as president. I took over from he's now Lieutenant Jeff Walker, laid a very good foundation for the Guardians, and I'm here to pick up and just continue to move the organization forward.
And about how many Guardians are there?
We have approximately 84. That includes our retired members, but specifically how many Black members of the department we have 72.
Are you aware that at one time, more than once, we've had representatives from the Guardians on the EOC Board of Directors, and one of the last Guardians was actually the vice chair. His name is Keith Belfield.
Yes, I am very familiar with Keith Belfield. No, I didn't know that he was on the board of EOC, but that's something that
so was Teddy Walker.
Okay.
And I think it's John.
I never had the opportunity to meet Teddy Walker.
Okay.
But that's definitely something I would be interested in having another one of our members on the board.
Thank you. I'll reach out to you when we have a position available.
Okay.
And see if, you still have somebody that would be interested.
I like that.
You as well could be on the board if you have the time, but I would imagine you're quite busy.
As the president, I am slightly busy, but no, I definitely would want a guardian representative. So yes, please keep me posted on that.
Thank you. So can we talk about that defund the police idea that, you know, the public at large have? They seem to think that it means you're going to take money away from police officers, from the police department, actually. And is there any, do you have any thoughts on that?
So that is what I believe it to be as well.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're unhappy with the police department, that's probably one of the last things that you want to do mm-hmm. is take money away.
Right.
Because that means there's going to be less training or less equipment, things of that sort. So to me, in my head, and probably because I am the police, defund the police, it doesn't work, because at the end of the day, someone has to patrol the neighborhood. Someone has to patrol the communities to keep it safe. Defunding will do what? Have fewer patrols, possibly making things more dangerous. What I think we need to do is just come together and think of better ideas of how the police department can better serve the communities. And I feel like the Guardians can take a good part in that conversation. But Suffolk County Police Department, even prior to police reform, has made strides in making the relationship with the community better. You know, before police reform, complaints were announced centralized to internal affairs, versus I get it. Some people may think that if I take a complaint to the precinct, you know, it's just going to be like filed away in the garbage. You know, that's just not the case. Establishing and growing community relations, that's something that the police department has done, you know, prior to police reform. So, you know, I personally think defunding the police will not work. I think we just need to come together and just think of better solutions to the issues that we are having.
Yeah, probably more training in how to help different programs in the communities mm-hmm. that establish a much better, you know, rapport with the police officers.
Right. So that training, I mean, obviously, there can always be improvement. That training is there. I think it would be a good idea for the community to, I don't want to say come sit in because it's the recruits,
mm-hmm.
but we do have training. It's actually something else that was established before police reform, community training. Our previous or two administrations ago established that. So I think what maybe can be done is the community is made aware of what the training is and make sure it still is up to date and fits the needs of the community. You know, because obviously things are fluid, things change. You know, what was good for training 5 years ago may not be good today. So we do have a training where we have different community members come in, teach diversity, cultural sensitivity. But maybe, you know, it would never hurt to look at that training and make sure it's still up to date.
Just on a personal note, how many female Black officers are there?
There are 7 of us.
And you all work all over the county, all assigned to different precincts?
Yes. We're assigned to... Okay, let me think, because there are 7 of us. I can name all of us. we don't have any more the detectives. The detectives have retired. Well, let me take that back. Tamika, so I'm Suffolk County's first Black female sergeant. Tamika Mays was number 2. She is now Suffolk County Police Department's first Black female detective sergeant. But we have 4 on specialty patrol, and then the rest are in precincts. So one of my goals is I hope to get the Black women in the department up to double digits before I retire. You know, I've worked with the last 2 recruitment campaigns, and we're just keeping up with attrition. We make it to 9, then we have retirements. We make it to 9 again, then we have retirements. So I hope before I retire, we can actually get that to double digits.
And to get a position in the police department, you do have to take a civil service test.
Correct. The civil service test is offered every 4 years. The last civil service test was offered June of 2023. So the next test will be June of 2027. However, if someone was on active duty in the military, Army, Navy, Air Force, I know I left somebody out, Marines, on June 17th of 2023, when they get off of active duty, they will be eligible to take the test. So people that were on the military don't have to wait until 2027 to take the next exam.
Ms. Hargrove, will the Guardians ever bring back their community event, the dances? And the that way we get to mingle and talk and exchange ideas and actually have a good time at your...
That is definitely something that I'm working on. Speaking with the retirees, speaking with I don't want to say older community members, but community members that knew the previous Guardians administrations, they keep asking that. Definitely working on it. We did have a Juneteenth event last year. Definitely want to expand upon that, but I do want to bring the ball back. I have been hearing about, I wish I was able to experience that. So it probably will not happen next year, but definitely. But look out for us. We're definitely going to start the community interactions again. We're definitely going to have something for Black History Month. So it's coming. It's a work in progress. It's coming. We'll definitely, before my tenure is over, I definitely want to get back to having the balls.
Well, as a member of that older community, I remember the balls. And they were exceptionally well done.
Oh,
and
it was awesome.
Time was always had by all.
Okay. Yes, I definitely want to get back to that. I wish I were able to attend one.
So how can people get in touch with the Guardians to find out about the events, like you spoke about June 19th, mm-hmm. you know, events and anything else that might be going on with your association?
Okay, so we are on Instagram at SCPD Guardians. That's when we post our meetings. That's when we will post our upcoming events to include community events and like our Juneteenth celebration that we had last year.
Well, this is all valuable information. I'm so glad you took the time to come in and speak with EOC of Suffolk. We're very proud of you. We're proud of the Guardians and the work your association does in the community.
Thank you. I really appreciate that.
Yes, thank you so much for coming in.
EOC of Suffolk Taking Action is a production of the Economic Opportunity Council of Suffolk, a federally designated community action agency. Check back for more interesting, thought-provoking episodes with some of the most important voices in the fight for dignity and equality. Have an idea for an upcoming show? Call us at 631-289-2124 or log on to eoc-suffolk.com. That's eoc-suffolk.com.